If you have been in the Seattle store of the international clothing seller Zara lately, you might have wondered, is that company giving a little nod to a local artist? Because there's a pair of shorts sold at a lot of Zara stores that features a design very similar to a design by Seattle artist Michael Heck. But Heck says the store copied his design without his permission, and he is not alone. Several independent artists claim their designs were stolen by the Spain-based retailer. But even in the face of a boycott by consumers, Zara officials say they have done nothing wrong. Professor Zar Said teaches tort law, copyright law, and advertising at the University of Washington. She told me that to her it's obvious that Zara copied those designs.
I think so. I think it's unquestionably copied.
Yeah. So then why is this not an open and shut legal case against Zara?
Well, I don't know that there's no legal case, but the reason why it's not clear that there's definitely a legal case is that copyright and actually trademark law both permit a certain amount of copying. So if artists in the market want to protect themselves against copying, they've got to take certain steps. In this case, what we see is that Zara copied a bunch of pieces of art, a bunch of artworks, some of which seem pretty clearly not copyrightable. Like a little lipstick sculpture is not something that there's going to be a copyright in, because otherwise nobody could create little works of art that look like lipstick, right?
Why is a lipstick sculpture just an idea and not an expression of an idea?
Perhaps the better way to understand what the idea expression dichotomy or doctrine does is to prevent ideas, which we think of as promoting progress, from being monopolized by a single author or artist. We don't want artists who want to depict lipstick to have to seek permission from one person who depicts a piece of lipstick or a lipstick tube in a little piece of art. Right now we have everyone has to write to Tuesday Basson or some other wonderful independent artist to seek
permission.
Tuesday
Basson's one of the artists who is angry about getting copied by Zara.
Exactly. And some of her works actually look to me like maybe there is some amount of copyrightability in it, but it's a tricky question.
Okay, so the big picture here, are you saying, Professor, that a giant clothing company can obviously copy an artist's idea and they might get away with it? And the law is working the way it's supposed to?
That's exactly right.
That's it. But it feels wrong.
It feels wrong. It's a place where the legal regime does not track intuitions for a lot of people. And once you start to dig into why the legal regime is set up the way it is, much of it is driven by the idea that consumers are better off with more lipstick sculptures, right? We're better off with more choices, with more fast fashion, and worse off if independent designers are able to lock up forms of expression, building blocks for future works that will then prevent the progress of follow-on authors or artists.
Is there any sign that Zara, the clothing maker, is going to get such a black eye that they'll live to regret it in the court of public opinion and when it comes down to money?
I mean, I got to say, their Facebook page looks like it's really taking a hit. Every day, comments on there just blasting them. And I think that points to one of the most important lessons here, which is that you might be able to get away with something in the court of law, but not be able to get away with it in the court of public opinion. If you look at how outraged everybody was about Melania Trump's lifting of Michelle Obama's speech material, right? Mm-hmm. That was a place where it seemed a lot was copied. And yet, for a number of reasons, probably copyright law wouldn't be the right place to deal with that. It's the public shaming and the airing of it. And if you can make the jump to this context to say there are places where copyright law isn't the proper tool, but reputational harms and pressures where a market that cares about its fans and its consumers really is responsive to pressures, I think that's an analogy that might help people understand the difference between what law provides versus norms of business behavior that we want to encourage and reward.
That's Professor Zar Said, who teaches tort law and copyright law and advertising at the University of Washington. Judge for yourself, okay? We're tweeting out a link to some side-by-side comparisons of the artist's designs and Zara's version. That's at KUOW.